Started editor away in northwest London. First day Cholamoed Pesach, 17th Nissan, 18th of April. Habachot Tzvi Blum, Matzahs Lishmo.
The Mishnah and Pesach and Nachlamati brings a list of different types of matzahs that you can be used to chiyav a matzah. So the end of the Mishnah says that chalis ha-teidor kiki nozi, if someone meets matzah l'shem chalis teidor kiki nozi, asa na'atzmi in yotzuban, if you didn't make it l'shem mitzvah matzah, but you made it l'shem chalis teidor or kiki nozi, then you can't be used as mitzvah, asa nimkar v'shuk yotzuban. The Gemara's matzah is that then, that if someone makes matzah l'shem to Al Tanai. He said makes a Tanai that if he can sell it, it should be sold. And if not, then he should be Yotzeh his mitzvah, he should use them to be Yotzeh his mitzvah matzah. Then the halacha is that Yotzeh man. So Gemara Daf Lamed Ches brings the Makur of the Mishnah that if you made matzah, the Shem Toidah, Chalis Toidah, then you're not Yotzeh. So Mishnah says, Menah Ani Midi. The Gemara says, Menah Ani Midi. Omer Rabba, the Makur, Shmata Mitzah Matzahs. Mitzvah HaMishtameret Shem Matzah, Yotzeh Zul Shem Mishtameret Shem Matzah. Ela Lashom Zevach. That since the Pasuk said the Shmatim is a matzah, that matzahs have to be made lishma, so it's come to exclude matzah that was made lishem toido, that you can't be yitzah. Rabbi Yosef learns the drush is, on my cross, Shivat Yom matzah techilu, matzah necheles is Shivat Yom, Yosef Zul Shein necheles is Shivat Yom, El Yom Eleina. Rabbi Yosef learns has a drush that has to be matzah that's Ruyah the Shiva, called Shiva. And since matzah that's made Chalas Toido can be only eaten for Yom Eleina, so therefore, He can't use them Lashem Matzah. And Rashi's Masbir that Rabbi Yosef is not chulik on the drasha of Rabba that has to be Lishma. Rabbi Yosef just holds that if you made Matzah, Lashem Matzah and Lashem something else, then Lashem Teidah, then since there's a Bazunja Pasuk that Matzah has to be made, that has to be ruled the whole Shiva, and since Teidah can only be eaten the Yom Vilayla, so then, and after that comes Nisa, so then you can't be Yitzah. So Kum Teis, Machlik is Rabba Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbah holds that if you make matzah l'shem mitzvah matzah and l'shem toida, then you can be yitzah. Rabbi Yosef holds as an apostle called Shabbat Yom Matzah Techilu, that if you also have kavanah l'shem toida, then you can't be yitzah, because it can only be eaten for Yom V'Leila. So Mechas Nelch brings out from Rashi's war that if someone has kavanah, if there's din l'shmah by matzahs, so if you have kavanah l'shem matzah and l'shem something else, then it's not felt in l'shmah, it's considered l'shmah. So Achrin in the Rav Chanan asks, and the Rishamiach asked that there's a din on Daf Samach that if someone is matzah behemoth to be a Korban Pesach and he shas the krov, he had kavanah l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim, then it's a shechita psura. They asked a few Rashi that by l'shma, if you have kavanah l'shma and shelo l'shma, then it's considered l'shma. So what's pshat that if someone shechs a behemoth l'shem, if someone shechs a Pesach, l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlomim, it's a shechita psura. So the answer is how be Briskerov and Meister Korbanos. Briskerov says that the din l'shma by Korbanos is different to all other din l'shma. By all other din l'shma, the l'shma is to be kiver that what the Meister is doing. So the Moshe, if someone's making tzitzis, then he has to have kavanah l'shem tzitzis. Otherwise it won't be a Meister of tzitzis, of making into tzitzis. Actually, even by Korbanos is different. By Akrova, by Shechita, by Korbanos is different. In Zvachim, that based on base and Psochim, if someone sets a korban, stomalishma, that he doesn't have any kavanah b'chal, shas akrov, then the halacha is that is a shechita kshira. So he's masvid then, pshat is that since the behemah was hukdash mitchila for korban mesuyim, most of someone was matzah behemah to be a shlomer, then even if later on he has kavanah, he doesn't have any kavanah b'shas that akrov. Since the din of the behemoth is that it's a shlomim, then it doesn't make a difference what kavanah he has b'shas the b'shas etz makrov. Since the behemoth is a shlomim, then immediately the shechita is a shechita shlomim. And my bris goes back to that even if he has kavanah shloim lishma, it's not pshat that there's a din that you have to have lishma by kavanah. And therefore, if he has kavanah shloim lishma, then he's not counted in lishma because can't be, because since the behemoth is a shlomim, then immediately the shechita is a shechita shlomim. Now, since he has kavanah shloim lishma, it's a nice psul. It's a psul of Shlomo Yishma. Zoybi by Pigul. That's a machshavas psul that passes the korban. So at the end, if you have a kavona Shlomo Yishma b'shas hakorban, then that will pass the shkita. So this b'skirah we can answer the kasha of Ruchon that by if someone is matches a pesach and he has b'shas hakorban, he has kavona the shem pesach and shem shlomo. There it's possible that if he has machshavas Shlomo Yishma, then he'll pass the korban. Because the machshav of the Shem Shlomo is a pastus in the korban. So then it doesn't make a difference if he has a kavon also lishma. At least he also has a kavon shloi lishma, then it's a pastus or pastus in the korban. Mashinkin to make something to chet of a matzah, it doesn't make a difference if he has kavon lishma and shloi lishma. As long as he had kavon lishma, then it'll make it a matzah. The Mechas Chinuch brings a Rambam, his Tom is a matzah, perivov alachotest. The Rambam brings a din of rabbi, he brings the pasuk, shmatzah is a matzah. Matzah, and he brings the loss of the Rambam is a shmatan the shem matzah bavad. You have to be shem with the matzah, the shem matzah bavad. So Mechas Chinuch is medayah from the Rambam, it's mavur, that not like Rashi. Rashi says that if you have matzah, if you have kavon of shas, the asiyas matzah, it could be the shem. It doesn't make a difference if he has a kavon also shem yishmo. As long as he has a kavon yishmo, it's not a problem. The Rambam says shmatan the shem matzah bavad. It has to be made dafke the shem matzah. So it's more that if you have kavona, shaloi lishma and lishma, then it won't make it into matzah. So Shai is this machlis Rashi and Rambam also negir to other places that there's din lishma? Dino, when you have kavona lishma and shaloi lishma, is it considered lishma or not? Rashi hears mavur that by matzah, if you have kavona lishma and shaloi lishma, then it's considered lishma. The Rambam by matzah hears mavur that if you have kavona lishma and shaloi lishma, it's not considered lishma. So the Ursameach and Hilchos Girushin ask a kasha on Rashi. Tosfos Menachos Amen Beis on Beis says that someone makes tzitzis, the Shem tzitzis, and also the Shem something else. So then the Tosfos says that it's not considered Lishma. So Ursameach asks the Chura don't stream with Rashi. Rashi is saying that if you have Matzah, Shalu Lishma and Lishma, the Shem Matzah and the Shem Toda, then it's not considered, it is considered Lishma. Tosfos Menachos is saying that if you make tzitzis, Lishma and Shalu Lishma, then it's not considered Lishma. Actually, from Miyashiv, this kasha appear Rebbech Be'er and Bech Shmuel in Gittin Siman Yod, and appear that mechalik between the din lishma by matzah that Rashi says shloi lishma and lishma is kasha, and the din lishma by kol teri kula. So Rebbech Be'er brings a gemara in Gittin in Sukkah daf tes. There, there's machlikus b'sham b'sil where the sukkah yishana is kasha. The b'sham he let dash from the pasuk chagas sukkah is tasa d'chol. If you make a sukkah shloi lishma, then it's not that he dashes that a sukkah yishan is possible because it's shloi lishma. From the pasuk of chag sukkah tasa lechol, that has to sukkah has to be made lishma. And we said that there's no din lishma by sukkah. So the Yerushalmi shows us that as if there's machlikas, Yerushalmi said they got a sukkah yishan whether there's din lishma. Who are din by matzah? That Yerushalmi holds that just like there's din by sukkah, that sukkah shloi lishma is it considered a sukkah? Who had my matzah yishana? If he had matzah that's made shloi lishma, he dashes gzir shol tesvav. That just like by sukkah, there's din lishma. Who had my matzah is din lishma. And Bisila holds that there's no din lishma, because just like by sukkah, there's no din lishma. Who had din by matzah, there's no din lishma. So the tzach asked that how could Bisila say that there's no din lishma by matzah? We furush in Mishnah daf lam teil aleph in Pesachim. If someone makes a matzah Hashem Chalas Teda that or Kikin Ozzy, then we dash from the pot and shmatas and matzahs that matzah has to be in Lishma. How can we still say that there's no din Lishma by matzahs? Chayu is not Chayuk on the mission. We don't find that Yisilo is Chayuk on this mission. A second kasha that Rebbech Be'er brings is from Mechas Chinuch. The Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah that Lam Piyam Adalif that if someone makes a Tanai B'shas the Asiyas HaMatzah makes the Tanai that if he can sell it, then it shouldn't be L'Shem Matzah. And if it shouldn't, and if he can't sell it, and if he can't sell it, it should be Yitzah L'Shem. L'Shem, he should use it for his Chiyah Matzah. So the Freddy Mechas Chinuch, that Chayu is a Chasam Abriya. You can't make a Chalus that is Toyla on something else to be Mivara what the Chalus is. The Moshe by the Gemara Gittin that Chavdala says that if someone makes a get, there's Din Lishma by a get. So if someone has two wives, and he makes a get and he meets a tanai and says that later on when I decide which wife I want to migarish, it should be lishmot for that isha. So then the halacha is there, the Gemara's rebuttal that if you hold in Brira, you can't do such thing. You can't say that this should be lishmot for this wife if b'shas the chalutz lishmot in the get, it's not mavur. So Ben Mechas Chinuch here, you're trying to make a matzah. Lishem, how can you make the matzah? I'll deny that if it will be sold, it should be sold. And if it can't be sold, it should be lishem matzah. Chur is a chsom of Brira, paskin deraisos in Brira. So look at the Mechas Chinuch. So Roch Be'er answers that we're finding that there's two dinim. There's a din lishmo by Moshe, by Tzitzis, Seif Torah, by Mezuzah, that is din lishmo. And there's another din of kavana. The halacha is that mitzvah shrich is kavana. If someone does a mitzvah, the Moshe of someone says Kriyat Shema, the halacha is it has to be mechavah lishem, mitzvah is Kriyat Shema. So what are these two dinim? Din lishmo and the din kavana. So Roch Be'er says the chilik is that the din lishmo always comes, the lishmo is when someone's making a mussel, so someone's making a Seif Torah, there the din lishmo, the kavana that he has to have, Hashem Seif Torah, comes a chilik of the meisah. The lishmo is a chilik of the asir. And without the lishmo, it's felt in the etzem meisah. Hashem came by the din kavana, it's not felt in the etzem meisah mitzvah. Someone says Kriyat Shema without kavana, then it's not pshat that it's not a meisah of saying Kriyat Shema. Rather, it is a meisah. Now, of course, if he doesn't have kavana, Hashem, to be yotzer is mitzvah Kriyat Shema, then there's an ikkul that you can't be yotzer and you do that meisah amiras Kriyat Shema. So bring a moshel to a chiluk between whether it's a chesaron and a meisah or not. There's two. You can have a kedushin that'll be a chesaron in the etzem meisah, and you have a kedushin that's not a chesaron in the meisah. The meisah is a fatka meisah. No vos, he can't be that meisah can't be chal. So if you mekadosh the ishlish the moshel, there it's not pshat that is a meisah kedushin, because the din of a meisah kedushin, the ingredients of Ma'aseh Kedushin is there has to be a Shavar Pruta, has to be Lachem, and also has to be Tepanui. If you don't, if you Mekadosh Ish, then it's felt in the Ma'aseh, it's Bechal Ma'aseh. Ash Inkin, if let's say someone be Mekadosh Isha, I'm a Nos that she gives him £30. So there, it's not Pshat there's a Chesaron in the Ma'aseh. There, the Ma'aseh is a complete Ma'aseh. Now, of course, then that Ma'aseh can't be Chal if he's not Mekadosh in the time. It's the Ikov in the Chalus of that Ma'aseh. So, Me'er Zorah Bovber, that's the Chit between the Shema and Kavana. The Shema is comes a chidik of the meisah. Can only have a shem meisah only if he has lishma. So if someone makes tzitzis for lishma, then it's bechal not a meisah. It's felt in the entire meisah. It's not a meisah of making tzitzis. Mashiach by kavana, by kriyat shema, it's not felt in the chetzah of the meisah. And rather the meisah kriyat shema is a meisah without kavana. Now, boss, he can't be yotze. He can't be kaim his mitzvah if he doesn't have kavana the shem his chiyuv. So Roch Be'er's mechadosh that the din kavana, the din lishma from shmat is hamatzis. By matzah that has to be the shema, there it's not a din the shema. It's just din kavana. Can only come a matzah. It's not felt in asir if he doesn't have the shema. About this asir of matzah, we make it into matzah. Now, boss, it can only be chal as matzah only if he has kavana the shem matzah. So after that, Roch Be'er answers the kasha of Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch asks that when someone makes a matzah al tanai, that if he could be yotzer, if he could sell it, then it should be. It should just be sold, and if he can't be sold, it should be yotzer his mitzvah or matzah then. So, friend, ben chachinuch, why is it not chesaron and brira? So, Roch Be'er says that only it's only shaykh chesaron and brira by the din lishma, where the lishma comes a chidik of the etzem meisah. The moshe by get. If someone makes a get, I'll deny that if I decided it should be for this isha, then it should be chal that the lishma for this isha, and if he wants to give a different isha, then it should be chal lishma for this isha. Then there's a chesaron brira. Because the lishma comes a chidik of the etzem meisah, and the etzem meisah is a sofik whether it's made for that isha or for a different isha. Then since it's in mavura, b'shas the asiyas get whether it's for this isha or this isha or the other isha. Then it's felt on that then, and the etzem meisah is a sofik whether it is a proper meisah or not. So then there's a chesaron brira. Master Ingin by matzah, where there's no din lishma, it's just din kavana. So the meisah of making it to matzah is the fatka meisah even without the kavana. No vos, there's a new tanai, there's a new ikkul that he can only have a shem matzah if he has kavana. So then it's not a problem if he has a tanai, if he makes a tanai. Because there, the meisah, he had kavana the shem matzah, so it doesn't make a difference if he makes a tanai. At the end of the day, now that he couldn't sell it, so therefore it was a kiyum of the tanai, and the meisah, he had kavana the shem mitzvah matzah, that it should be made of shem matzah. So therefore, there's no chesaron on brira. And after that, his masbir, he answers the kasha of the staff. The staff asks that how that Bisila's mubor that is moved in, the shmo by matzah. So the kasha that the staff asked was, how could Bisila say such things? The Mishnah said that if you make matzah Hashem toido, then you can't be yitzah yidichil asli. So the rabbi answers that Bishama that says that by sukkah there's a din lishma. There's a proper din lishma, like the first din of the rabbi. There, the lishma is a chiddik of the chetzah of the mesa. And without the lishma, without the kavanah of the shem sukkah, then the b'chal is not asiyah sukkah. That is what Bishama learns from Tesvav Tesvav, that as only by sukkah there's a din lishma that comes a chiddik of the mesa. Who had din by Pesach, by matzah, in order to have a shem asiyah matzah, then Bishama holds as a din lishma. Besides for the din of the Shmatas and Matzahs, that we dash in that there's a din kavona, Bishama holds the two din. Not only is there a din that the Shmatas and Matzahs is a din kavona, like Rochbe says, that it's just a din kavona that's an ikuv in the Asiyas Matzah, if he doesn't have kavona. Who are din? We learn that from Sukkah, that from Tesvav Tesvav, that just like by Sukkah, there's a din lishma, that a chidik of the Asiyah is, he has to have kavona l'shem Matzah. Who are din by Sukkah, l'shem Sukkah, who are din by Matzah, there's a din lishma that's nichal, comes a chidik of the Etam Mesa. Mashiach Meis Hillel, Abadi holds it is a din kavon, but it's only a din kavon, there's no din lishma. So Agav Alpidus Aroch Be'er, you can be masber Eradvaz, in Shubos Chedik Aleph, Simon Kuf Nun Aleph. Eradvaz says that anything that has to be made lishma has a kedusha. Moshe by Sefer Torah or by Mezuzah or Tzitzis, then since it has to be made lishma, then it has a kedusha. So Eradvaz asks that Chur, there's din lishma by get. So why should there be a kedusha by a get? It's just there to be matter. So Zohar Radvaz, at any time, a get has a kedusha. Since there has to be in the Shmo, then the get has a kedusha. So what's the nafka middle of this kedusha by a get? So the Gilyon Yashas and Gittin Daf Lam Dalet says this is trapped in the Tosis. Tosis there brings Rabbeinu Tam that says if someone became a mumma and changed his name to a Gosh name, and then he wrote in the get his Yiddish name, his old name. So Rabbeinu Tam, they ask Rabbeinu Tam, is that considered a get? Does he also need to write his Goyish name in the get? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Cholido to write a Goyish name in the get. So what's Pshat? So Gideon Yashar says, I'll peel this your advice, that Yosef get has made a Shema. Mele has a Kedusha, so therefore it's passage to write a Goyish name in the get. But we'll fret the Radvaz that Kumtois, that Matzah that is within the Shema, the Chuyu like the Radvaz will also have a Kedusha. And Tosis in Pesach and Avchav Ches on me says Mufurj that Matzah doesn't have any Kedusha. So what's Pshat? So Efshel, and the Radar says, the Gideon Yashar says, yes, the Chalit. So Efshel, the Chilik is, Alpidez Rog Rog Beh, that only by other Dini in the Shema, by Mezuzah, by Tzitzis, by Tefillin, there the Shema comes a Chilik of the Ches of the Meisah. Then, since it's a Chilik of the Meisah, then it will be Mechal Kedusha in the Ches that he's making. Vashayinkim, by matzah, where the din lishma isn't a chiddik of the meisah, but also it's just the ikkuv that it can't al yedid asiyas matzah, it can't be chal as a matzah without this kavana. Then since the etzem asiyah wasn't created al yedid this meisah, then efshel there will be cholk and it won't have a kedusha. So efshel pi there's a rover we can miyash of the kasha of the osimir. The Ursumeach Tosis Menachos that says that if someone makes tzitzis lishma and shalom lishma, then it won't have Shem tzitzis, it's felt in lishma. So the kasha was that Chur Shtim with Rashi. Rashi here says that if you make matzah lishma and shalom lishma, then it's kosher. So what's the difference? Eshel Chilik is up here, Rokhbe, that by tzitzis and by tefillin and by mezuzah, there the lishma is a chilik of the mesa. So then, since the lishma comes a chiddik of the meisa, and it's felt on the meisa if it doesn't have kavona, then if he has a kavona shaloi lishma also with the lishma, then the shaloi lishma comes a chiddik of the meisa. Then there'll be a chesaron, it can't become a chesaron of tzitzis or tefillin, because the lishma comes a chiddik of the meisa. Masha'inkim by matzah, there all is din kavona. There lo b'tzila, all is din kavona. Since all there is din kavona, and the meisa is a fatka meisa even without the kavana. The boss is only an ikuv if he doesn't have kavana l'shem matzah. So then, Ken Zayin, it's not a chesor on the fact that he has kavana l'shem lishma as well. Because since the meisa that was a siyah matzah, and he had kavana l'shem matzah, doesn't share the fact that there's also a kavana l'shem lishma. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam is before that if you have Kavala and Shema, actually learn Shema, then it's possible. So does he hold of this Rabbah or not? So Reb Chaim is, you look at Reb Chaim, isn't time to go to the whole Cheshbon, but Reb Chaim says that by the Shema, there's two dinim by Matzah. Firstly, you have to be shomer from not coming chametz, and the second din, the Losh of Reb Chaim is that a din by Chefza, sheyochol bo Shem Shmeres Hashem Matzah. It's a din that is Michal in the Chefza, that it's Shomu Hashem Matzah. So Mavur from this Reb Chaim, that's the Rambam, that there's a new Shem that he has to Michal in the Matzah, that's Meshmeres Hashem Matzah. L'achrin Yomadayk, this Reb Chaim is not like Reb Ochbe. So, if Reb Chaim is not like Reb Ochbe, if that's the Rambam, then Kezai can say that the Rambam holds is Chiluk on Reb Ochbe. And the Rambam holds that the Din Lishma is Taka Chiluk of the Chetzal and Meisah. So, Mila is Mistabit say that the Rambam Shitosu, he holds that if you have Kabbalah Lishma and Shalom Lishma when he makes a Matzah, then it'll be felt in the Asiyas HaMatzah. And therefore, that's why, therefore it's like Tzitzis, just like Tzitzis. Toysim Rafa says that if you have Kabbalah Lishma and Shalom Lishma, then since the Lishma comes a Chiluk of the Meisah, then the Kabbalah Shalom Lishma stares the Meisah, it's felt in the Meisah. But I didn't by Matzah, if he has Kabbalah Lishma and Shalom Lishma, then there'll be a Chesaron in the Meisah. So, Blei Shver, what ends up Shver, like the Rambam, that the Chalil Kashal Mechatzinuch. Mechatzinuch says that if you have that, why is there no Chesaron of Brira if someone makes Matzah, Shalom Lishma, out tonight? Makes it a tonight that if I can sell it, it should be sold, and if not, it should be the Shem Matzah. So why is there no Chesaron or Brim? So I saw a text of one of the Haggadahs that came out that appear Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza. Reb Chaim says that if brings a Gemara Kedushin that we see sometimes by Chaluisin or Dovish wherever, then you need Edikim. Like Kedushin and the Gerushin, if you don't have Edikim, then the Chaluis can't be Chala. Won't be Chala as a Kedushin. Mashing in at other times, at other Chaluisin or Dovish wherever, that you don't need Edikim. The Moshe by Chalitza, Reb Chaim Bedak the Rambam, that there's no din Edikim by Chalitza. So Zot Reb Chaim, what's the Chiluk? Reb Chaim says the Chiluk is that by Kedushin and Gerushin, there the Das of the Gavra pulls the Chaluis. He is Michal the Chaluis Kedushin. He makes it into Ishazish. He makes him aggressive. Masha Inkin by Chalitza, it's not Pshat that he's making a Motel Hashuk. Pshat is that he's making a Meisah. The Meisah Mimela creates the Isha to become Motel Hashuk. But not that he makes her Motel Hashuk. So, when there's a Din Edikim, that's only by Chaluisim where he creates her to be in Ishazish, or where he creates her to become aggressive. Masha Inkin by Chalitza, where the Meisah is what shafts her into the Mimela shafts her into Motel Hashuk. And to have a head to the shuk, then there's no din idikim. So, my matzah declared is pshat that the meisah is that his das is what's creating into ches of a matzah. Or pshat is that he's making a meisah, and that meisah mamida shafts the matzah into ches of a matzah. Is it him that's pulling the matzah, that's shafting the matzah into matzah? Or the kabbana is just the shema just makes it that he's making a meisah, and that meisah is what mamida creates the matzah into the chet of matzah. So Reb Chaim says, speaks out. How do we work out whether it's meisah mamida creator or whether the das pulls the chalus? So Reb Chaim says the chiluk is as when you find that by kedushin halacha is that you need a gavra to make the chalus. That's because the das of the mekadesh is what shafts it. Vashein by chalitza halacha is you don't need a gavra as long as you have a cotton. With a godel that's helping him, then it's enough to be considered das to create this chalos. So what's the chiluk? That by kedushin the das of the gavra is what shafts it. So mela you need a godel to make the chalos. Asher inkin by chalitza where it's not the das of the gavra that creates the heart to be mutar shuk. The das is just to make it into meisa. So then the godel could help the cotton make the meisa into meisa, and then the meisa mela will create the chalos. So by matzah, the machlok is poskim whether a kotter can make matzah with a gold or only like gavel. So if you take on like the poskim that hold that matzah with a can be made by a cotton, then and it's before that matzah tries that it's not upset that the gavra creates the chalus matzah. He's not making it a matzah. Now, boss, he's making, he's doing asiyah of making a matzah, and the asiyah and the mila shafts the matzah into a matzah. So you want to be mechadish that the chason of brira is only when his das is pulling the chalos. Then, since there's a sofik, whether the etzim chalos, there's a sofik in the chalos, there's a sofik, and the chalos has to be vura, I'll pee something on, something later on. Then there's a chason of brira. Mashiach, when all the person is doing is creating the meisah, and it's a sofik what the meisah is going to be, and we have to be aware of what the meisah is, I'll pee something later on, then there's no chason of brira. So, the problem with this teretz is that by the Gemara shtel su by get, the Gemara says it's a chesor brira when you make a tanai by get. So there, the achronim see that by get, it's not pshat that the das or the gavra is what shafts the get into get. It is what shafts the get into get. All he's doing, all the kusiv is doing is making it into a meisah ksiva. And the meisah ksiva creates the get. So made it shver l'chura, the chiluk that when there is a chesor brira, l'chura is shver from the Gemara that's before that by gittin there's a chesor to make a get al tanai. Then there's a chesor brira. So the meisah tzorich in fear of chayim that the meisah that the lishma comes a chiluk on the meisah. Why is there no chesor brira? Why is the what's pshat in Rav Chaim? Why is it no chesor no brira when someone makes a matzah out tonight? Yeah.